Monday, the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled former presidents have limited immunity from prosecution, all but ending the chances former U.S. President Donald Trump could be tried in his Washington criminal case before November's election. Associated Press Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has more.
The justices for the first time have said former presidents do have some immunity from criminal prosecution, but they want a lower court to decide how that applies to charges alleging Trump plotted to overturn his 2020 election law. That means more delays before Trump could face trial. It was a 6-3 ruling, with Chief Justice John Roberts writing the majority opinion for the other five conservatives. Sonia Sotomayor wrote for the three liberals that the decision granting former presidents criminal immunity mocks the principle that no man is above the law. Trump says the decision is a big win for our Constitution and democracy. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Round one of voting in France's election Sunday propelled Marine Le Pen's far-right National Rally Party closer than ever to government control, but also left open the possibility voters could yet block its path to power in Sunday's second round of voting. Stanford University professor and far-right researcher Cécile Aldoux told the Associated Press Le Pen has worked hard to soften the image of her party.
The National Front was ostracized from the political spectrum because of anti-Semitism and racism. And since she's been at the helm of the party, she has tried to smooth out the rhetoric, embrace a kind of democratic rhetoric, secularism, women's rights even. And so she has managed to change the image of the party.
This is VOA News. Hurricane Beryl is once again has strengthened to a Category 4 hurricane in the Caribbean. The earliest in the season, the hurricane has reached that strength and has made landfall on the Caribbean island of Curaçao, one of the islands of Grenada. Officials there reported damage that included roofs being blown off and maximum sustained winds increasing to 240 kilometers per hour, just shy of Category 5 storm strength. At a news conference Monday, Grenadian Prime Minister Dickon Mitchell provided an update on the damage.
All of the reports throughout Grenada so far overnight indicate that we've had varying degrees of rainfall and varying degrees of wind, but there has not been any reports of any major damage as a result of the weather, and so we are grateful and thankful for that. But the next 8 hours are absolutely critical.
Hurricane warnings are also in effect for Barbados, Tobago, and St. Vincent and the Grenadines. The hurricane's expected to move into the Central Caribbean by midweek, nearing Jamaica by late Tuesday or early Wednesday. The U.S. military says it has heightened the security alerts at its European bases due to a combination of threats in the region. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
U.S. European Command is raising its security alert to Force Protection Charlie, the second highest level for troops. That's done when there's a security incident or intelligence indicating some form of action against personnel or facilities is likely. Two officials say the threat level was boosted due to a combination of threats and events in the region, including elections, the Paris Olympics, and the wars in Gaza and Ukraine. The military is urging troops and their families to be more vigilant and keep a lower profile. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Hungary took over the helm of the European Union Monday, with many Brussels politicians wondering whether populist Prime Minister Viktor Orban will use the role to further his reputation as the EU's main spoiler. VOA's Steve Karish has more.
The EU presidency rotates among its member countries, and while the post holds little real power, it does allow countries to put their priorities high on Europe's agenda. Orban in recent years has seemed to relish opportunities to block, water down, or otherwise delay key EU decisions, routinely going against the grain of most other leaders on issues like the war in Ukraine, relations with Russia and China, and efforts to defend democracy and the rule of law. Hungary's motto for its presidency, Make Europe Great Again, has raised eyebrows for its resemblance to the famous tagline of former U.S. President Donald Trump, another populist leader often accused of having authoritarian tendencies and being anti-democratic. Steve Karish, VOA News.
In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.
Best music now. VOA 1.